At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Davis is a whiny bitch, man. He fucking whines about getting raped.
Right? I mean,
when he was a kid, dude. This is what all Corn's music is about.
Wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't want to tell anybody. I want anybody to know. Not that I'm trying to go
it
out and get
like
raped.
A motorcycle just pulled up.
I think it did.
Probably motorcycle cop come and get me.
What have you done now?
Ooh. Everything.
Waka, well,
waka flocka.
Hi.
Yo.
Hiya. We're back at the old set. Welcome you to Porch Talk. And I got to tell you a little bit, real quick, of travel. Sometimes you travel, sometimes you come back from your travels violently ill. And was it worth it? Who knows? But do I know just a little bit more about the world? What's what? Who's who?
That's what matters.
Absolutely, I do. And we're here to tell you a little bit about that this evening. John, what's up?
What'd it do, buddy?
Back in the saddle with a Capri Sun.
Living the dream.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Sit the cup.
What's up, Leo?
What's up, guys?
Oh, we're coming off a... we took a break. We're back at the old set. We haven't done this show in...
almost a month. Damn near a month.
But a break. Yeah. Good break.
Yeah. Good break. I dig it.
It was needed. It was needed.
Sometimes you got to recharge the batteries.
It's hot out there, guys.
Is it? You know, at some point in my life, I'm going to take the entire month of August for vacation.
I mean, that'd be the time to do it.
I don't like it. There's nothing good about it.
Where would you go, Joe? You go to Colorado?
I wouldn't go anywhere.
Stay inside.
I would just not do shit.
You just... staycation.
Yeah, just like, where, you know, if I decide to go somewhere, yeah, I'll go. But no, I just want
to
fucking
not
August.
Have to worry about shit.
I just want to sit and do nothing because it's so fucking hot, man.
Yeah. It's draining, dude.
It you can't even like. I'll go outside on my on our break, you know, and like smoke a cigarette and shit. By the time I go back inside, dude, I am pouring sweat.
That's right.
Why?
Yeah.
Just I ain't even doing nothing but this motion.
It's just that's motoring out there.
Alabama, Mississippi for you. That's what happens. That's the South. Heat just grab a hold of you.
And we don't even get a break in the morning time.
Oh, no.
I mean, it sits on you. It's coming in at 8 a.m. You better get it done at 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, son.
Yeah, like.
And then you better not try to start up again until after 7. But, hell, you know, to be honest with you, like, the part of Alabama and Mississippi that we're in, when I lived on the coast, it was more of a, like, a tropical climate to where, yes, it was hot, but you had a breeze.
Yeah,
breeze.
Even if it was a hot
here,
breeze,
it's just stagnant.
Yeah, it's just hot.
It just kind of sits on you.
Sticks to you.
You walk outside, it's like somebody threw a warm towel in your face.
Sometimes.
That's a good way to put it, really.
You can feel the heat coming up off the asphalt on your legs you walk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Might be 80 degrees outside, but the asphalt's like 120.
Yeah. We finna fry egg.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're about to, this is another thing. Why you're in such good hands here, you're under our wing. We're doing very interesting things, trying to give you a little information. Everybody's about to freak out and start screaming, "Fall is here!" Fake fall.
Watch out!
Right, coming up on us. I can't wait for that.
It's gonna feel good there for a little bit. We're gonna be excited.
It's gonna be so nice.
And then it's gonna be summertime. It's 37.
Yeah, it's gonna be like
for at least 2 weeks.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, you'll be putting up with 2 weeks of WTF summer, and then. Going into October, it'll start feeling like what it's probably going to feel like next week.
Yeah, it's going to feel good again, and then it's going to be like, fuck, it's cold.
Yeah.
night.
And then you'll complain about that.
Yeah, I will not. We're going to have a good month and a half of switching between summer and winter clothes. So we're going to be like, you can't put it all up. You got to keep it all out.
It's the time of the year to dust off those memes about coat in the morning, t-shirt during the day, long sleeve and a coat and pants at night.
Yeah. Can't fucking wait. Yeah. My favorite season is like the time when I can wear shorts and a hoodie.
Yeah, when it's comfortable to do both. Fuck. Yeah,
that is like
that is top tier
right there, man. It is.
All
right.
Yep. It's like, I can still wear sandals, but I might need a hat.
And you know, I shave my head, so I have to bust the beanie out when it gets around 40.
Yeah.
Yep. Ain't got that extra. But I'll tell you, like, even with the beard and long hair, I don't find it that different. But I've always, like, whether long hair or not, dude, I just sweat.
I have noticed, though, at night, my mustache sweats.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the only time it does it.
It's hitting on the humidity.
Yeah, there's a lot of humidity.
You got a lot of dew point right there.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all noticed. I'm trying here. I want so bad to have facial hair. Just, you know.
Dude, you just gotta let it grow.
I know. I just can't ever get past this point just looks horrible. You know, it's okay.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's okay. I'm okay. Not that bad. Once it gets to a point, I'm like, I just gotta get
past it. Gotta let it grow. Gotta let it grow.
I know. I gotta get past that point.
You know how it's gonna be.
I know, because they showed me. They showed me how it's gonna be. In the movie.
In the movie. And I don't know why they keep acting like they don't know how it's all gonna go down. They done told you how it's gonna be in the movie. And you act surprised. They put it in the movie. You just gotta pay attention.
Yeah. Know how it's gonna be.
Al Spirits of Music. Yeah, wisdom.
Little context there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you just busted out of the gate with some shit. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, bro?
In the movie.
Oh, it's one of the best customers.
Yeah.
I have been to your store during business hours now. And you do have a cast of characters come through that motherfucker for sure.
There is.
Absolutely.
I think that's just the way Reform itself is.
The entire town is a cast of characters.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, just be honest, man. I mean, it's, hell, I grew up in that area. It's kind of, you make your own fun.
Yeah. And, dude, I'm going to be honest. You have changed, like, you having that liquor store in Reform has changed some of my perspective about that place. Because I've seen the other half, like, my folks didn't drink when I was in Reform, so we never knew those folks.
Oh, those folks get down.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
They turn up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do. But, man, that's just some of the stories that you hear. Supposedly, there's like a brand new Mustang buried in somebody's yard.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Reform and Gordo.
Yeah.
Like, he hit the medical lottery to where, like, he was in, like, a severe car accident and got a ridiculous amount of money. And, like, he just, it was FU money, and he would just do, like, ridiculous stuff.
Like, buy a brand new car that's never been driven and bury it in the backyard.
Bury it in the backyard.
Stuff like that.
But even, like, and the thing about that is, like, I've five different people have come in, like, told me that story, like, on five different occasions. Just, and these are stories that they find interesting. You know, and just that part of the world, in my opinion, is very interesting. I mean, you got the ghost in the courthouse up in Carrollton, you know. Yeah. It's like, you have all this, like, you have a lot of mysticism. A lot of
folklore.
A lot of folklore. Yeah. There's a lot of hearsay.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to get through the sauce.
Yeah.
you come sit around the store on a Saturday, you're going to hear some stories, for sure. You're going to be like...
And you already know how it's going to be.
Because they're going to tell you in the movie.
They're going to tell you in the store how it's going to be.
All that, you put the AI out there, and that's how it's going to be. They're going to take over. They done told you.
And you know, in the movie.
In the movie.
They show us.
I want to see this movie.
Yeah. Surrogates.
Surrogates. Yeah. That was it. That was the one.
And the whole time, my brother, he was.
This dude was getting hung up. He kept saying the same thing over and over again. We're like, yeah, okay, guy, we get it, but damn. Like, shut up.
You know, sometimes somebody will get stuck on repeat.
Yeah, get put in a, like, repeat mode, like, yeah. circle mode.
Yeah.
He kept trying to make his point over and over and over again.
Because y'all weren't getting it. Because it's in the movie.
That's right.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yes.
He's like, he already told you how it's going to be.
That's all he had to say.
Like, damn, I get it. I get it now.
It's in the movie.
It's in the movie.
Dummy.
Give me one of them plastic bags.
Yeah,
a Kool-Aid drink.
Dude, I'll tell you this. This is just, like, genuinely the funniest tale. Same cat, man. He cracks me up. I always love it when he comes in because it's going to be like an episode of, like, a conversation you will not forget because it's going to be bizarre and it's not going to make sense.
I've had plenty of those conversations.
He walked in.
Sometimes with you.
Yeah. Thank you. He walked in. And said, because I had these Kool-Aid sodas set out on the counter.
Fucking delicious, by the way.
And he's, how much are those? I said, they're after tax, man, they're like $2 and some change. Now, why would I buy a $2 bottle of soda when I could walk across the street at Family Dollar and get a pouch and make a whole gallon? I'll take three.
Yeah.
You got a point there, but then... You totally threw your damn point out the damn window.
Yeah.
I don't have to get a whole gallon for 73 cents.
But he ain't got to make these shit. That's the whole point. You ain't got
to
make it.
Didn't even have to sell it. Like, he talked himself into it.
Talked himself into
it. He was talking himself out of it, but talking himself into it in the same sentence. It's like, how the hell? Okay.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Hey. It takes skill to bargain with yourself.
He thought about it hard. He's like, you know what? Yeah,
let me hurry up.
We're gonna see why I'm gonna buy these instead of going to buy.
I had another.
We're gonna find out for sure.
I had another one. It was over like we don't have paper bags as often as I would like, but the plastic bags are cheaper. And he come in there with a bright idea one day. You know, if you got paper bags, you could come down on your prices about 10 cents. And I told him like point blank, I said, paper bags cost 5 cents a piece and a plastic bag's a penny. And he said, well, you should consider bulk.
Oh. Like, oh. Really?
I was like, that must be why I bought 40,000 of these.
Yeah. Oh.
You mean they sell in bulk? You mean I don't just have to buy one pack at a time?
Buy one bag at a time.
And every now and then it'll be like this great idea like that. And I was like, man.
That dude's sharp.
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 That dude's sharp. He understands it. He knows how it works. He got it.
Because they done told you.
He done told him in the movie. That's how it's going to be.
That's going to be, dude. I swear. That's how it's going to be because it was in the movies.
Yeah.
God bless.
Something that wasn't in the movies, though. The Black Moon Rising.
That was cool. Did you get to see any of it?
I was going to say, if you didn't get to see the Black Moon... Don't worry about it, because nobody saw it. It was black.
Yeah.
But if you lived in the middle of nowhere or with little to no light pollution, the sky was fucking retarded.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It was like, out of my house, it was beautiful. Yeah, I wish I had.
You could see the Milky Way. Had some fun. You could see like the stars were just super vivid.
I will say, though, that the sky...
It was brighter.
It basically looked like it does... In the middle of the United States all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you look at the sky in Kentucky, it looked exactly like it did the other night.
Yeah.
Any night of the week.
I know what you mean.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
You did?
You were like, damn, that's right.
I told you how it was going to be.
I told you how it was going to be.
But it wasn't in the movie, though.
Yeah, I saw, I didn't know nothing about it, and... Saw some fucking article on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, Black Moon. And then I started looking up what it did, and I'm like...
How often does that happen? Every 700 years?
No, it's actually every 33 months.
Every 33 months.
Oh, wow.
It happens pretty often, but it's still a spectacle when it does. It's a thing. It's where the actual... You're seeing the you're literally seeing the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
It's basically you're seeing, because it's illuminated on the other side.
I'll give you a cheat code.
So it's almost like an eclipse, but not quite.
If you don't know this, and probably everybody has one in their life, surely, but the way that you find out about what's going on in the heavenly bodies is you got to find you a chick that's really into
the astrology.
Astrology. Yeah. Uh-huh. They follow the moon patterns, and I mean, you'll be knowing about meteor showers in no time.
Nope. I done been there. I done did that. Yeah. I don't recommend.
I'm not saying date. I'm just if you want to be in the know. If you want to be in the know.
Yeah. Like, I haven't been there and did that. You don't want that. You don't want them problems.
Dude. Yeah, because then they'll bring up shit that hadn't even happened yet. They're like, I know this eclipse coming up, and I know you're going to do something.
Well, Mercury is in retrograde, so yeah. I know going to do something.
We got five planets lining up, and my menstrual cycle is next week. Like, okay, well, shit.
I'm just not even getting out of bed today.
That's going to happen.
Mercury's in retrograde. I don't even know what's going to happen. Shut the fuck up.
It's like, you hadn't even met the day yet. Chill out.
Well, I don't know.
Because they didn't tell me in the movie that I was going to be it.
You say Final Destination?
They didn't tell me.
I want to watch it. I need to watch it.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
The new one.
Worth seeing. Worth seeing.
Because it's in the movie? It's in the
movie. I'm tickled about it, man. It's applicable, man. It's a great thing to pop out right when somebody gets to talking about something and it just starts going over your head.
Yeah.
Bring it back down. I know
how it's going to be in the movie. Speaking of movies, though, we got something coming back that I saw. Oh, yeah. Old Broken Lizard.
Broken Lizard?
Yeah, y'all know Broken Lizard?
No.
How about Super Troopers?
Oh, yeah. I saw there was going to be Super Troopers 3. Two was kind of shit.
I was like, damn, that was like, but the first one is
still better
great
than all of them. Yeah.
When I saw the news drop on X, I commented on the flyer for it.
Yeah.
And I just commented, why?
Like, oh no.
Why?
Because the snozzberries taste like snozzberry. Yeah.
Like, you already ran it. Well, you already ran it in the ground. I mean, how worse could it be?
You did. I mean, I hope they make it better. I don't know.
I don't know if there's any way to recover from the second one.
Yeah, the second one was pretty rough. I like Broken Lizard movies. I do. I've got almost all of them. But that one was just like, wow.
Yeah, they did.
You know, that one was actually funded by fans, too. That was a fan-funded one. They should have gotten their money back.
They should have got their fucking money back.
Yeah. That was the whole thing about it.
Yeah. That might have been why it wasn't sucked. Much of a try hard.
Yeah, probably.
And they're like, nah.
Yeah, you didn't have anything of yours on the line.
No skin in the game, yeah.
They did it.
I always got to have a little skin in the game. Oh. Well, man, next point, before we get back into music, just cultural, really. How about that Cracker Barrel?
See, I don't know, man. Like we were talking about earlier, Cracker Barrel's dated anyway.
It is.
Food's not that great.
It's country style food.
I feel like they need to update. I feel like it would do them a lot better as a business to update.
How much more update can you do other than taking the cracker and the barrel out of the out of Cracker Barrel?
Well, I felt like they should have changed the name too. Instead of still calling it Cracker Barrel, they should just call it the Barrel. Well, I feel like that's coming. But I feel like people are just reading too much into shit, and they just need to leave alone.
True. I don't think why everybody's all pissed off about everything.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Like, why does it matter that Sidney Sweeney has good jeans and Cracker Barrel ain't got crackers or barrels?
No, there's plenty of crackers at Cracker Barrel. Oh,
I bet you know.
Are they going to keep the triangle game with the golf tees?
No, them things are gone. They left. That shit ain't been out since COVID.
Yeah,
dude.
They took those off of COVID.
Everything I love is going away.
The only thing they got that's worth a shit is the fried apples.
I don't know.
There was quite a few things in there. I have the past three Thanksgiving. I had Thanksgiving there.
Yeah, my family eats Thanksgiving there. Or one of the holidays. Like,
not a bad place.
Hash brown casserole is pretty fucking good.
If you get it fresh, man, it's got to be fresh.
I see it like, I don't see this as an Anheuser-Busch, like, Bud Light dilemma. I see this more of
the Great Awakening?
I don't think they're even trying to get woke.
No, it's not even a woke thing to me. I think it's a radical rebrand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're fixing to be.
I think they're ready to liquidate, and you're like
toss the old country store, toss all
and
that.
And they're
bullshit,
about to flip the idea, and they're about to come. It's Cracker Barrel's going to go away, and something new is going to be, because it's already got that real estate. I can't believe Red Lobster ain't something else yet.
I know. Why don't we have reasonably priced shrimps?
Where's my endless shrimp?
Where is my endless shrimp for $18.99?
That's why it went away. Because they done told you.
It was in the movie.
Told you in the commercial they couldn't have it. Yeah. It was only $9.99. All you could eat.
You're driving us out of business. Everybody kept coming.
Well, you had such a great fucking deal.
It shut half of them shit down.
Them shrimp scampi. God.
Yeah. Coconut shrimp wasn't nothing to stick at either.
I don't.
Biscuits.
Oh, the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
The
man.
Last time I shit my pants, I ate coconut shrimp.
Hell yeah, well, dude. Good for you.
That'll put a bad taste in your pants.
I have not ate it. I was an adult. This was only like 10 years ago.
Wow, hey, that's still fresh on the mind, man.
Yeah.
Y'all remember 2 weekends ago when you didn't see me?
Did you shit your pants?
That's where I was.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what's up. Yeah. You just shame from shitting your pants. You just come out.
Yeah, I've had enough.
I'm done.
I don't want anybody to see me.
Hey, you want to do big things, you got to do big things. You know, you fart today, they're going to forget tomorrow. But
that's
you shit
right.
yourself today, they're going to remember the rest of their life. Just how it goes. Yeah. You got to do big things.
It's how they do it.
That's right. I told you.
They told you how it's going to be. In the movie. It's good. I'm going to run it to the ground. You got a plethora tonight.
Yeah,
you got all kind of liquids over there.
I was fucking thirsty as fuck, bro.
Well, dude, food reviews, are you in for it?
I'm all in, dude. I hate food.
I wish I could never have to eat again for the rest of my life, to be honest with you.
There's no good food in Columbus, I can tell you that.
He's a hater tonight. Yeah. He couldn't find anything he liked.
Yeah, I went to the go-tos too, man. The best thing I had was that plate of shrimp tonight.
Yeah, we ate Chinese buffet, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a thing.
I'm not going to tell you if John's going to go ape shit on him.
No, it was fine. I'm not going to bash him in the ground. Because it's just my taste.
It got the point across. We're all fucking full.
I ate a lot. I still ate a lot.
Y'all ate more than I did. And I was like, damn. Well,
I got more than you did. True. We probably ate about the same.
One plate, you said, fuck it.
I'm like, I don't even want any of this shit.
Yeah.
I clean my plate every time. Shit was good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just got.
I went light on everything. Like you would go hard on something and then realize it was shit.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this fucking like, sucks. Like,
this looks good. No, it wasn't.
That's why I saw that old fucking crusty ass Alfredo they had up there. I'm like, I love Alfredo.
Oh, yeah.
That don't look good.
Some of that Chinese Italian.
Can't beat it.
I wish there was an Italian buffet. Could you fucking imagine?
It's called Cece's.
No.
Yeah. Olive Garden.
I'm talking about pasta, pizza.
That'd be some cannolis, fat motherfuckers right there.
What about all you could eat Sbarro's?
Oh my god, I would be so fucking fat.
That'd be retarded.
I'd be like, give me
people laid out on the street.
Yeah, I'd be like, nope.
give me three of those big ass slices of pizza.
Sir, this is your third time back.
It doesn't matter.
You think we big bags now. Yeah.
You give me a Sbarro's and let me get... You mean to tell me I can get a piece of pizza as big as my arm length and I can get a plate of baked ziti as a side?
You mean I can get four calzones?
$8? Give that to me now.
Yeah, that's probably why they don't have that.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, CJ's moving right down the road from me, like walking distance. I've eaten there once.
Every time I've gone by, they've been packed.
Dude, it took them 45 minutes to get my food to me.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I've been hearing, like, just kind of be patient with them. Yeah. I hear the...
I was.
When they moved out there, like... The whole dynamic changed so much. Yeah. Like, they're either they're dead or they're busy. And when they get busy, they were like, we cannot handle it.
Yeah, they can't.
All at one time,
Because
they're still trying to figure out how to staff it.
Yeah. Every time I drive by, you know, I drive by it every day on the way, going to and from. Lunchtime is fucking packed.
Yep.
Dinner is fucking packed.
And if you go in there for lunch, I mean, you might... Like, I wouldn't... If you got a 30, 45-minute hour lunch...
Would not recommend it.
You better call ahead, dude.
Well, they actually put out a Facebook post saying that if you wanted to come on your lunch break and you didn't have unlimited lunch break, to call your order in.
Yeah.
So you could still eat it there, but just call it in, so...
Yeah, we'll have it ready for you. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, there's a lot of
prices. But I mean, you got to commend them for doing that, though. Being like, look,
we cannot accommodate. We want to, but we can't.
Yeah. We can't. If you can help us out, we can help you out.
Well, I mean, other than there's them and Hanks is like the only two things out that way.
Well, no, there's
and that's another sleeper cell.
Yeah.
Well, nobody eats there apparently it is the best barbecue in the state of Mississippi or some shit.
I think it's like world renowned.
Oh yeah, I was reading an article about it. Trophies, awards.
I've never ate there.
Never talked to anybody that's eaten there. Except my boss. My boss and them went out there and ate and said it was good.
I've eaten there. I was not impressed. I had brisket, and I love brisket. But
brisket is hard.
Yeah, you screw up a brisket.
That's about the easiest thing to mess up.
It is, but that's where I judge barbecue.
That's how you judge.
You judge it. Yep. They got a good brisket.
If you got a brisket, they can do anything.
They can do. Yeah,
that's the way that's I look. True. At it. And that's I was true. Like.
And if I'm gonna go to just get some just straight fast barbecue, little dooey.
Yeah, true.
Oof. Fast and in and out.
Yeah. The one in Starville, I can't do here.
Well, the one in Starville actually scored on that list I saw. It was like in the top 20.
There has been times when I get on a hankering, man. I'll eat there once a week for about.
I think you and I ate lunch there when I was working in Starville.
I'm good to go there at least once a month. I like Little Dewey's now.
I eat the one here in Columbus. At least once a week.
There is a big difference between the two.
Oh,
in my opinion,
hands down. Yeah, Starville is way better, and you would never think that to be the case because Columbus is the original.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I remember when there was a Little Dewey right across
the one that was over here in the little shopping center
where Snowbiz is.
Snowbiz.
That's where it was.
In that little gravel drive.
That's where it burned down.
And it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was a walk up only, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was just like that. They had like some outside.
Kind of like what Petty's used to be in Starville. Yeah. It was a walk, it wasn't a whole lot to the building. You walked up to the window, you placed your order, and...
But that one was
give them money and they the paid a step to the side.
For sure.
That gets you going. Yeah, but, shit. Well, that's why we went straight to barbecue. I mean, but hell, like, I think a lot of things get slept on for maybe it's just a little bit out of the price range or maybe you just don't think about it. But, man, we're blessed to have Huck's, man.
That, to me, is the best. Around here,
so you're not.
See, he's on the other end of it, but I think that's the best we've got around here.
Yeah, that's my favorite place to go.
Salty. That's called seasoning, man.
That's salty.
It's seasoning. We white, but that's called seasoning.
I love the Huck's. I love that family.
I mean, I'll get the salmon.
At that menu, and I'll be happy. Mm-hmm.
I've never had anything bad from there. But it's just so fucking high.
Well, yeah, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Everybody likes Old Hickory. I don't like Old Hickory.
I do not fucking like Old Hickory.
I do.
I don't like it.
Why? It's just they got three things on the fucking menu.
That's
right.
All I need.
Yeah.
Salad, potato, steak.
Yeah.
Toast.
Yeah, toast. Yeah. That's all you need.
I wish they just gave you like a regular piece of old loaf bread instead of I don't like that fucking. If I'm gonna have that kind of toast, that I feel Texas like I should toast? Have spaghetti.
Yeah, okay.
Because, like, it's like this thick, and I don't know, man. Something about just some white bread. Love some white bread, dude.
Oh, white bread in my steak, though.
Shit, think about dunking that, soaking that juice up in there.
That's why I like that garlic bread, soaking that butter. Come on, now.
But yeah. You know, old Columbus, old food review.
But now,
you went around the world.
I have eaten at a Ruth Chris, though. Have you? Anyone of y'all ever eaten there?
Yes.
I would say the steak at Huck's is better than the one I had at Ruth Chris.
Yeah,
sure.
And it was way more expensive at Ruth Chris, if you can imagine.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been fortunate to eat there twice, and I wouldn't pay another time, dude, because, like, and, you know, sat down, and I was like, I was looking at the menu, and I was like, oh.
Where's the chicken in?
Yeah, I was like, I might get an appetizer.
I'm going to get the hamburger.
Yeah.
Which our hamburgers ain't. Yeah. They're pretty damn good, though.
You know, end up be like, man, get what you want to get. I'm like, okay.
All right.
Like, all right, then.
You get that $50 ribeye.
Yep.
Let me get that ribeye.
Give me a ribeye, bro. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. And you already knew how it was going to be.
That's right.
And I went in there thinking, I'm like, man, this shit's about to be fucking on point, you know?
It ain't all
like,
that, man.
Because they made me put on a jacket.
a jacket
like a sport coat.
Yeah. He had his Nirvana shirt on under a sport coat.
Yeah, I had a fucking, like, just weed shirt on under a sport coat.
And they also gave me a bib.
Yeah, they're like, do you have a collar? I'm like, no.
Like, yeah, it's right here.
They're like, well, we're going to have to give you a sport coat. Then I'm like, I'm still going to take it off when I sit down. They're like, still got to have it.
Yeah.
I tell you something I had. I don't know if y'all had it before, but I thought it was amazing. If y'all ever went to Texas Day Brazil.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like a meat buffet, kind of.
Yeah, but you ain't got to get up. They have like the big salad bar in the center. That you can go get all the salad you want, but then you just have a medallion that's red and green. And if it's green, they'll just keep bringing stuff to you. And you flip it over red, they'll stop. You can turn it back over green again.
I've been to a place like that down in Chile. That's how like a lot of the fancier restaurants are. It's just like big buffets.
That's basically where that was. Yeah. That came, Brazil and all that. That's basically what
that is. That's your rules, dude.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Let's see how much of this meat I can eat.
Endless meat.
Yeah, nuts.
That was pretty wild. But yeah.
I mean, do you remember, like, you sit down, all right, your table and that's $60. Be like, don't turn. It's all the steak you can eat.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah, man, they got steak, man. They brought everything.
Anything.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Steak. Sausage.
A whole chicken, if you want.
Yeah, you get lamb chops. I mean, whatever you want, they bring it.
That is one thing I liked about in Pigeon Forge, going to those shows that have dinners, you know?
Oh, you went to the Dixie Stampede?
You get like a fucking whole chicken.
Yeah. You had to eat it with your hands.
You had to eat it with your fucking hands.
You got to get like a medium on that bitch.
Yeah. Ripping that.
You're on a date. You're going to eat yours.
This is the craziest shit. I'm sitting there.
They give you soup and rice, and you got to drink it out of a ladle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a time.
Use your hands. Just.
What a time. And then you know how it's going to be because you saw it in The Cable Guy when they went to.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards Program. Eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The movie.
That place.
What is those things called?
The Renaissance thing? Or
LARPing?
No.
I can't remember the thing was called.
The professional shit. Let me see what that thing did in the movies.
That's not what
that thing did in the movie. That I forgot.
There ain't no button.
Just hit it and quit it. Death Zones. Huh?
Yep. So, they released their new album this weekend. And
I'm going to bust out the ones and twos on that limited edition here in just a few minutes.
That's right. We've been a wiki. But, my little review on the album myself, at first spin on it, I was kind of disappointed.
Really?
To be quite honest, I was. But it was because...
Do you think you had built it up so much?
It wasn't what I wanted. Which, I get it. I mean, it's fine. But after about the third time running it through, I fell in love with it and realized how it's pretty damn good. It's a good ass album. It really is. From front to end.
Tunes we listened to on the way to dinner, man.
Yeah, I mean
that last one. What was it? Don't something or other.
It was.
He's talking about the low voice.
Yeah.
When Chino used this low voice that he's never used before, that was fucking awesome.
That's the one.
I'm trying to tell you a story.
If you would have you threw me off guard, if you wouldn't have told me, I could have told you exactly what the name of it was. But I lost it. I went blank again, sorry.
In the movies?
Departing the Body. That was,
yeah, that's it. That's
I had
that's
to think
it.
About it for a second. But yes, that one is a really awesome tune on it.
But if
you deep dive into it, and another reason why I didn't like it at first, because it's different. It's progressive for Deftones. I mean, they're in their
50s. There was a lot of prog stuff going on in there. Yeah,
they're changing with the times, which I get that. You got to, but... For them to be as old as they are, I've been doing this for 37 years, to still throw out a damn album with bangers like that on it, I'm impressed. You know, but if you deep dive into the whole album, listen to the words and everything, it sounds like they're saying goodbye, is what it sounds like.
You think so?
But they're not saying goodbye to us or anything. They're saying goodbye to them old selves. There's never going to be another White Pony. We know that.
Yeah, it's
there's that era and that part is gone. They're saying goodbye to that, and they are moving on to a new era. That's what I get out of the whole album. And
so eventually they're going to go to geriatric.
Eventually, yeah.
They're going to make a geriatric move. Yeah.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Speaking of, you hear the Coheed and Cambria song with Nick Hexum from 311 in it?
It came up while I was listening to like my release radar on Spotify.
Yeah.
And I'm like, was that this weekend? What? The next weekend.
No, that's Wednesday.
Fuck.
It's 27th.
Well, shit, I thought it was on the weekend.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday. But,
shit. So let's put a pin in that. We're going to do it. I hope. Yeah, we'll do it. I can do it.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I'll have to look at tickets now since they canceled the one in Tupelo.
Oh.
See, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, everybody that bought tickets for Tupelo are going to go to Birmingham.
Bought Birmingham, and then we're just going to be sitting here, fuck.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I can't tell you how many shows, like, similar to that caliber, like, you know, something that I thought with was like, oh, it ain't going to sell out. Ain't no way to sell out. And then all I do this a lot.
Yeah.
And I used to not go because I'll just buy a ticket at the door.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I got burnt to where I walked up to the door and they were like, sold out. And I said, shit.
Damn. Yeah. I mean, I've learned my lesson on that long ago. I'm usually like, as soon as I hear about it, I go ahead and buy the ticket and then I try to figure it out once it gets there. That kind of thing, you know. But I'm going or I'll be able to get rid of this ticket one or the other. That's usually how I am.
Really, I really want to go, so we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, Bad Flower's opening for him too. I don't know if y'all heard
them. I like Bad Flower.
Yeah, I like Bad Flower. They got a new album out too, and it's pretty good.
I introduced them to the Thoughts here. Oh yeah.
Good to introduce there. There you go.
The Thoughts.
Yeah. What was that show? The 11 o'clock news it started off as, and then went to the 9 o'clock news. I just played new stuff.
It's the new hour, the new block. I don't know. New songs on the block.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you said on the Fox.
On the Fox, yeah.
I thought you said on the Thoughts, and I was like, what the fuck? Oh, makes sense now.
What I was thinking about, you know, is what he said in the movies.
I already knew how it was going to be.
Well, when do you have anything big happening again at the store? When's your next big artist coming? Well, I know somebody's coming Sunday, but who is it?
Stiftones.
Stiftones. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Stiftones. We go from Deftones to Stiftones.
Mm-hmm. So they'll be down. They'll be at Monson's on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then they'll be at the store on Sunday. So if anybody wants to, if you missed the show at Monson's, if you want to catch them again, you can catch them at the store. You can definitely do that. Just bring you a chair. Bring a little money for the band. That's all I ask. Show at 3 o'clock.
That's cool.
I was thinking every Sunday at 3. I'm getting ready to kind of reevaluate that. I think I might switch to like maybe every 2, or like I already kind of feel a little fatigued from it personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you've been ripping and roaring, dude, every Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'll probably like maybe record a little bit more with some of the artists upcoming, maybe get 2 sets, and that way
you'll have something to spread.
There's
out.
Always spread something out. To kind of spread. And
yep. Always have one in the chamber, yeah, one way or the other. Yeah.
It's always good to have one in the chamber.
Oh yeah, sure. You never know what's gonna happen.
Cause I'm more committed to that than it's like, hell, anything else, like going to work or anything else. It's like we've got these plans and we've got to do it. And then I was thinking about the other day. It's like even with this, doing this on a Sunday is, well, yes. This is easy to call off or be like, well, let's go do something else. Let's cool it.
Yeah.
Or so and so's at work or so and so's out of town. Whatever. But that, it's like, that's pen and paper. Like, yeah. People are traveling and...
Yeah,
you have to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of laid back here. We all get together and be like,
yeah, we can take up a damn month for no damn reason.
Which, I mean, we got a whole... Hey, let's time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We got our October episodes, our Halloweenies.
Yeah, we fix up this. Jump in. It's getting
coming soon. It's about time to start watching movies.
It's going to be 2026.
What do you mean started? I never stop, dude. I never stop.
That's right.
I've been on that Tubi watching stuff, that's dude. Good.
Well, we're going to have to get. We're going to have to watch the movie.
But I got to narrow it down because it's got to be zombie 28 years later. It's got to be vampire. So that's your criteria if you didn't know.
I think that's what we're going to go with. I think we're doing zombies versus vampires this year.
So best of. What's your favorite zombie movie? What's your favorite vampire movie? And then we'll see what comes out.
I guess we'll do the draft again this year.
What was that fucking terrible, terrible zombie movie?
Bodies?
Oh, is that love movie?
Zombie looking thing on the cover.
Like they were in an airport or something around that plane.
Yeah.
Oh.
Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies.
Yeah, that was it.
It was like a teenage rom com.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah. Horror wannabe.
Horrible. And then that kid came up to be like one of the stars in Nosferatu.
Yep.
Same guy.
A real vampire movie.
For real. But anyway. So went from zombie to vampire. So that guy is where he goes. But yeah. So wow. Yeah, we'll get together, probably do the
two in
draft
the,
and go from there.
Two in the chamber already.
I think they're also fixing to make a World War Z 2.
Will Brad Pitt be in it?
Yeah.
No, fuck yeah.
It'll be good. I'll tell you, that's one of those actors I ain't never seen a movie Brad Pitt's in that I couldn't watch.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he's not going to be in a craptastrophe. He'll read this, or his agent or somebody will read the script and be like, no, he's not doing that.
No, that ain't it.
Yeah, unfortunately, and like Mr. most Pitt is not going to be
most of the roles production. Like in the movies that he's in, dude. It's like I think about Snatch. He's the bare knuckle boxing gypsy king. Or then even in like Fight Club, he's a he's part of Norton's delusion.
Yeah, he's just a figment of Edward Norton's imagination.
Yeah, like iconic roles: so Inglourious Bastards, Nazis, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Vampire movie he was in, Interview.
Interview with a Vampire. A whole bunch of good ones.
Yep.
Yeah, a whole bunch.
Not a bad catalog.
Well, I wish Cobb was here because he and I did watch two really awesome movies last week.
Show upcoming.
Yeah. So, but we'll talk a little bit more about it. But I will mention the names we went and watched together.
Franco, Dave Franco.
Yep, and his wife. It was a damn good movie. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. But what really blew my mind was we went and watched Weapons. And oh my God. That's all I'm going to say right now. Weapons. That one's,
I was going to ask, what even is that about?
I'm going to say that one to me is probably one of the movies of the year right there with, it's up there with like Sinners.
It'll let you know Sinners, how it's going to be.
And I'm going to say it's going to be like up there with Sinners and Substance.
Does it let you know how it's going to be?
It tells you how it's gonna be.
You hear that?
I heard that.
Hey, if you do what they did in the movies, they'll tell you how it's gonna be.
Weapons, everybody.
Yeah, go see Weapons. It's a thing.
Midsummer's getting red hot again. Like people are like kind of like it's getting
resurgence.
Yeah, coming up people with it. Are finding it.
They're like, oh wait, this is a thing. You know, well, you know, it's A24. We got A24, but then Neon is. Cobb and I were talking about this last week. You know, Neon's kind of fresh and new. That's kind of like the new A24. Neon's coming out with. That's where Together was a Neon film. But we were talking like that would be really awesome. You know, once Neon gets more movies because they're all damn good too, just like A24.
Yeah.
Once Neon gets enough movies to do a set of Neon versus A24 movies, that would be
okay.
Sick. Okay.
Yes. All right. Okay. That's going to be a little while because it's still kind of fresh.
I mean, while we're in the genre, I'm not trying to get off, but I have been hearing incredibly horrible things about the latest Hell House coming.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited about it, but apparently this one's not going to be handheld from what I've
seen. Yeah,
it's going to be more the production. More of like a movie.
Kind of
like
how they did with the Blair Witch Project.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
More of a production.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I'm ready for it to come out. I want to see it, but I'm a little bit scared just because of that. Because, I mean, to me.
Yeah,
because
it's Hell House.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be handheld.
Yeah, because they done told you in the movie.
See?
It works with everything.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard good things about it. And,
I'm definitely going to watch
it. Oh, yeah, definitely going
to watch it. That's one of my favorite.
Yeah, Hell House is, that's one of those kind of, what's the words I'm looking for? Kind of one of those things you just, I mean, it was YouTube, basically is where mm-hmm. it started. It wasn't, yeah. It didn't even it get released.
From the ground first. Up.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, you just kind of found it. And it's kind of like, oh, this is good. I remember Kyle was telling me, I was like, what?
And then you tell a buddy about it. And
yeah, and it just kind of grows from grassroots. There. And then they're like, hey, this is a big thing.
It's so, actually good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of how he's hoping Close on Sunday is going to get.
Yeah,
people talk about it, you know?
Yeah, just, and we already told you how it's going to be because you watch it on YouTube.
That's right.
You know what it's going to be. Every three on Sunday. Every three. Add three. Stiftones next week. But, no, I was going to say with not even talking about Close on Sundays, there was something else similar to that kind of comes to mind for like it was just incredibly grassroots or another like type of movie that was I mean even like I think Gillian Keith and look at You Got Tires now like and just seeing that come up if you want to celebrate it in like the comedy of A lot of people, I mean, it's like your favorite band, dude. It's like before you find that first album, who knows how many EPs or LPs.
Yeah.
And like if they were in a different pocket of America, like how it never even got to you because it just wasn't time yet.
Yep.
It just wasn't big enough yet.
Yep.
Oh, I was thinking about Glenn Payne, like with that movie up in Punitop, the horror, Alien Eyes, that we're hoping to be extras in. Is like I would love the opportunity to be a part of that and just to kind of see, because this is like not his first rodeo.
That just reminded me I need to send that email.
Yeah,
well, we might be a little late.
Well, I sent mine.
We'll figure it out.
And I told him I wanted to be brutally murdered in it by an alien. I mean, that's just a dream of mine.
He wants to be probed a little bit.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I want.
Yes.
But I don't know how it's going to be.
Because they done told me.
That's right.
In that movie, Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Sky. And I saw that Matthew McConaughey on that tank shooting that dragon. Rain of fire.
Yep.
You know, we might do zombies versus aliens now.
I would be down for that.
We'll fine tune it before it gets there. We'll see.
I'd have to put Dreamcatcher in there.
There's a lot of good alien
Dreamcatcher's the shit, yeah. Dude.
You like that one?
I do. I'm
dude, the first time I saw it was like the best time I ever saw it.
Yeah, because you know that after you've seen it the first time, you already know.
But I recently, because
I told you it's going to be.
Hell yeah. You must have paid attention, huh? You knew I was going to be.
Yeah, right.
You know the story. You know how it goes, dummy. They done told you in the movie, Dreamcatcher. But I recently rewatched it because I forgot. Like, I remember some of the iconic scenes where the guy's pissing in the snow and that thing. Like some of the more iconic things about it, and but I kind of forgot like some of the story and like who directed that damn thing, or who was that? That wasn't Stephen King, was it?
Yes, Stephen King.
It was it.
Mm-hmm.
Dreamcatcher.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
I can't
recall it.
Yeah, I believe it was.
But I just remember like.
He
would have wrote it. I remember my brother found that, and he just randomly picked it up in a Walmart one night, and he's like, let's check this out. And I remember it just scaring the ever-living shit out of me. I was like, I don't know, like 14 or 15 or some shit like
that. Yeah, that's one of the scarier movies for sure.
But like you said, after you've seen it once, you kind of know.
Kind of know what it's going to be.
But worth a revisit, because there was a lot of things I forgot, and I enjoyed it more.
Right. Well, yeah, because you knew what to look for.
Yeah.
Kind of see it coming.
Yeah.
Anything else to do in movie land?
Can't think of it.
No, I think I'm good. Yeah.
What about
maybe next week when Cobb's here, he'll have a list of.
Yeah, he'll have a list of
things going on there.
You guys didn't see. Do.
You got this wrong because you didn't see it in the movie.
That's right. I didn't tell you how that was
going to
be.
What about music? Anything else to do with music? Anything else going on? I don't know. Seems like there's a lot of good coming out right now. Whether it be indie or just in general, it just seems like music right now.
Music's
is really good.
Music's booming right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely. It's been a pretty good year for music.
A lot of new music came out this year.
Yep. We've lost a lot of good musicians, we've gained a lot of good new music. So
yeah, it's been a lot of good music.
It's been this year has been unexpected. I'll say that.
Oh yeah, just happened this week. The one of the founding members of Mastodon. He passed.
Well, what's his name? Brent Hines, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in memoriam.
Yeah.
Like
Mastodon. Never.
I didn't know they were from Atlanta.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's actually where I saw them. Saw them in Atlanta with Alice in Chains and Deftones.
Very cool.
Yeah. That was actually, what's today? Today's the 24th. That was the 28th of August. 15 years ago.
Shit.
Yeah.
The memory on this one.
Yeah. Right. I remember it was 2010 when I saw it. So that's why. And it was August the 28th. I got the poster in there.
I just looked at it.
I did.
Told me how it was.
You told me how it was going to be because I looked at the poster.
I looked at it today, as a matter of fact.
Well, whenever he passed away, that's when I looked. I was like, when did that last time I saw them? I went and looked. I was like, yep, that was just, you know, Wow. Anyway.
Yep. Another good one going.
Yeah.
Anything else to do before we walk out of here?
I think I'm good.
I think we about hit all the points we needed to at this point.
We have hit every nail on the head.
We didn't tell them how, we didn't told them how it was going to be.
Welcome to the movie.
Peace.
Hello, folks. We are Drew and Courtney Blackwell, Honey Boy in Boots, the band name, and this is Closed on Sundays in Reform, Alabama. We're glad to be here. We're going to start with a brand new song. This one's called Keep Riding the River. Gotta keep a ride in the river. That's what my daddy said. Cause you can't turn around and go upstream. Gotta keep a ride in the river. No matter what lays ahead, be it rapids or steel waters. Well, 1999 gave way to a brand new century. I guess the only new one that I'll see. I had a quarter ton Ford pickup truck with a radio dialed in. Didn't know I could ever be that free. You gotta keep a ride in the river. That's what my daddy said. Cause you can't turn around and go upstream. Gotta keep a ride in the river. No matter what lays ahead, be it rapids or steel waters. Well, the Foley's brothers on a Saturday night in Memphis, Tennessee. I don't think I've ever been that high. I've crashed and burned and burned and crashed so many times since then. Thankful now just to be alive. You gotta keep a ride in the river. That's what my daddy said. Cause you can't turn around and go upstream. Gotta keep a ride in the river. No matter what lays ahead, be it rapids or steel waters. Songs on the radio, but mostly in my head. I've written till I felt the well run dry. Only true words on this earth I found are the ones written in red. And a hope of a true heaven when I die. You gotta keep a ride in the river. That's what my daddy said. Cause you can't turn around and go upstream. Gotta keep a ride in the river. No matter what lays ahead, be it rapids or steel waters. Be it rapids or steel waters. All right. We're having fun already. So with this next song, we're going to do a little gospel song for you. This is one we wrote. It is a Sunday after all. So we're going to do this once. It's called Lord, I'm Empty. Lord, I'm empty. I got nothing left in me. There's nothing left to do but for me to follow you. So come meet me. Meet me where I am. Take me by the hand and lead the way. Cause I'm a long way from home, tired of kicking against the goats. There's so many wrong roads I've been down them all. I'm coming home. Lord, I'm worried, got the devil in my ear, saying what I want to hear, but it's a lie. Lord, I'm broken, at the end of my road, you're my only hope, and know it's true. Like the woman at the well, I'm so thirsty for what's real. I'm so tired of myself. I've fallen so short. Like the prodigal son, I can't walk. I have to run to the Father and the Son. Thank you, Lord, I'm coming for you. Thank you. Inspiration, won't you come and knock me in the head? It's been so long since I've seen you. In the middle of the night, come wake me in my bed, waiting for the right tune. So I tried to sing along. That was the beginning. And when you ran out of breath, and you felt there was nothing left, and you could not recall the tune, that's when I sang my song for you. Now that the song is through, it's one we both can sing. Was worth all the struggle. And now that I've found you and all the gifts you bring, nothing short of thankful. So I tried to sing along. That was the beginning. And when you ran out of breath, when you felt there was nothing left, and you could not recall the tune, that's when I sang my song for you.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.